I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Opening this summer's productions at the IU Summer Theater is the musical Dames at Sea. It's directed by our guest, Kenneth Roberson. Previously, he directed Into the Woods, Sweet Charity, and most recently, The Drowsy Chaperone. This is a musical a little like the Gold Diggers of 33, 42nd Street, Depression-era movies, but at the same time, it's on a rather smaller scale, Kenneth.
It's a very small scale. There are six people in the show, and one guy plays two people. So it's very stripped down. It's very stripped down, the production.
Now, you say that this has six characters in it. Now, you also are a choreographer. That doesn't give you many dancers.
Well, they're duets and individual numbers.
Uh-huh.
And I think we have about three group numbers.
Dames at Sea takes place in the Wells Metz, so it's pretty exposed.
We're in the round, and the round can be fun for the audience to experience seeing the actors for all angles. For the director and the choreographers, it is very interesting to make this happen. I have been so much fun doing tap choreography. It's been years for me.
What kind of dancing did you start out doing?
I started studying at the Abernale American Dance Center as a modern dancer.
Uh-huh.
I was going to be a modern dancer. Then I went from dancing modern dance barefoot to dancing in shiny patent leather shoes on Broadway.
And then you added taps.
We screwed the taps on those shiny shoes and just went to work.
Now tell us a little bit about the story.
It's a backstage musical, and it starts on Broadway at a theater during the Depression era. And a chorus girl gets married. Then the girl from out of town, from Utah, from the Midwest, who's innocent, who has no food and no money, no place to live, shows up, but she can tap. And she auditions, and then in Act Two, they end up on a ship. I can't say why, hence Dames at Sea. And the hijinks and shenanigans ensue from there.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Every cliche, every idea that you can think of that would happen at sea, I think we kind of do that.
Kenneth, you've told us a little bit about the dancing, a little bit about the plot. What kind of music do we have in this show?
Oh, it's so nostalgic. It's music that is done within the taste of those 1933 musicals with lyrics that are so much in the style of that show that they're comical. Because we do it in such a nostalgic way, we commit to it. But because we're in the 21st century, these lyrics can sound very, very funny. It's one of the funniest musicals I've ever worked on.
People have talked about the great shows from the 30s as something to take people's minds off the times. I wonder if we could use a little something like that in a show just like this in these times.
I will say yes. I run into rehearsal, and those tap dancing shoes can transport me to the rhythm and to a feel and the music and the fun of the show. It's very healing, as all music is. Coming to a show like this with this great young talent in this very intimate environment is a recipe for joy and for a respite.
Kenneth Roberson, he's the director of the IU Summer Theater's production of Dames at Sea, opens on June 2nd. Plays through the 18th with evening and matinee performances in the Wells Metz Theater. It'll be followed, by the way, by Jane Austen's Persuasion and Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.